Baseball star Roger Clemens goes on trial for a second time today on charges that he lied to a congressional committee about using steroids and human growth hormones. His trial on perjury and obstruction charges last summer ended in a mistrial. Prosecutors had mistakenly showed the jury evidence that the judge had ruled inadmissible. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Pitcher Roger Clemens won a record 7 Cy Young Awards during his storied career, but prosecutors contend that he used steroids and HGH to prolong that career. Clemens, whose fastball was so powerful that he earned the nickname The Rocket, is not charged with using steroids or other performance-enhancing drugs. Rather, he's charged with lying about it when he testified before a congressional subcommittee that was investigating the use of illegal performance-enhancing drugs in baseball.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
That and other statements he made under oath led to 6 different charges of perjury, false statements, and obstructing a congressional investigation. If convicted, he faces a maximum prison term of 30 years, but under federal sentencing guidelines would most likely get a sentence of 15 to 21 months. Clemens has traveled a longer than usual path in the criminal justice system. His trial last July was aborted shortly after opening statements when federal prosecutors placed before jurors evidence previously ruled inadmissible. A furious Judge Reggie Walton then declared a mistrial, telling the prosecutors that he did not see how he could, quote, unring this bell for the jury. Today, jury selection begins for a second trial. Prosecutors contend that Clemens sought to pump up his sagging career in the 3-year period between 1998 and 2001 by having himself injected with steroids and human growth hormone. And they contend he then lied about it repeatedly under oath. The heart of the case against Clemens is the evidence produced by his one-time trainer, Brian McNamee, who's expected to testify that he repeatedly injected Clemens with steroids and HGH. At the opening of Clemens' first trial, the chief prosecutor conceded that the jury would hear many bad things about McNamee, things that might undermine the trainer's credibility. But the prosecutor said the testimony will be buttressed by syringes and cotton balls McNamee says he kept to prove that Clemens used performance-enhancing drugs. At the first trial, the prosecutor told the jury that 2 independent labs had confirmed that the syringes and cotton balls showed traces of steroids, HGH, and Clemens' DNA. But Clemens' lawyer, Rusty Hardin, countered that the evidence had been manufactured by McNamee. And indeed, the trainer says he did keep the syringes in his closet for some 2 years before producing them to investigators when he became the target of the investigation into steroid use in baseball. Stan Brand, a criminal defense lawyer who's also vice president of minor league baseball in the United States, highlights that bone of contention.
There's going to be a fight over what lawyers call chain of custody. The government's going to have to prove that this wasn't tampered or adulterated in that period, and the defense will attack the legitimacy of this evidence.
The star prosecution witness at the trial will be yet another baseball big name, Clemens' longtime friend Andy Pettit, who's expected to testify that Clemens once admitted to him that he was using performance-enhancing drugs. Clemens doesn't contend Pettit is lying. He says his old friend must have misunderstood or misheard what he said. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.